Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Figured out that it's the 13th of July. Not that it's a big deal because it's Thursday and not Friday, but Friday the 13th. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, we missed it by that much.
Jay Kirshner back in the fold here on the Good Day program. Thanks to Jen Jen for being here for a couple of days as Ms. Kirshner takes her body into the RISP mode. And now, wow, raring to go. Let's have a little ooh-ah-ah for our Thursday. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which, as you may know by now, having heard me say this any number of times, Progressive has insurance for your motorcycle, your boats, your RVs. And so if you're smart, you want protection on the road and on the water, you check things out at 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. How about them apples? Today is the day that we spend thinking about, working over, perhaps understanding better the insect kingdom. I feel especially focused on this because we have insects. The warm weather brings out the best and the worst of most anything and everything. Everything grows. There are ants galore this year because of the wet weather in many parts of the country. In the dry, yeah, in the dry parts. Say again.
Oh, I was, and it's both. Usually, it's just those big ones, or it's just the little ones. It's like it at least picks one or the other. It's all kinds.
Yeah, they're all over the place, and there are other insects. Are you calling the exterminator? Is that the way you handle this? Or do you do what one of my earlier gurus suggested to me? Look at them and talk to them and tell them to go away. If you ask nicely, there are those. And I must admit to not being I'm not that fundamentally close to ants. I tend to squash them and push them and stuff. Flies the same way. A lot of flies around, especially if you have food out, if you're entertaining and you're, you know, outside. Flies are all over the place. Mosquitoes are all over the place. There are a lot of those around because the water, again, the wet brings them out, or the heat, the humidity. They seem to like that a lot. So let's see, bees. A lot of different kinds of bees, but you'd expect them to be out. The bees are productive. I'm not sure what ants do. Bees I get, but I don't know about the rest of it. What do mosquitoes do? What are they supposed to do for mankind? Or for, and maybe that's arrogant. Why should they be here to help us, right?
Well, I think it's one of those things that they are food for something else that is important.
Yeah. What, birds eat the mosquitoes, right? What do you think a meal of mosquitoes tastes like?
I don't know. You should try it. Let us know. Throw some barbecue sauce on it.
There's a chocolate, the chocolate cockroaches, which have become quite the thing. So I'm just thinking about nature, if you will. A friend of mine who has some bees, she is very interested in making sure that the bees are happy. And so there was an invasion. Her bee's nest got invaded by bigger and badder bees. So she was trying to take care of that. This is her first job. There are a lot of people that have bees. Kind of like having a chicken. Everybody wants to have chickens, right, in their backyard. People want to have bees, too.
Yes. Because we're trying to know how to do it. I can't tell you many people I know of who have tried to do the bee thing, and they didn't exactly know what they were doing. They just got the bees and put them in what they thought they were supposed to do, and then the bees left.
Died. They
didn't die. They left.
They
left. They're like, we're going to go somewhere else. Or people who get chickens don't realize that they are... they're not solo animals. They need to be with other chickens. You can't just get one chicken and think, okay, this is enough. Isn't that, and that's the same with horses, even.
Yeah. Or cows.
And cows, yes. You can just get one.
No, it doesn't work. And frankly, there are a lot of people who don't think you should have one dog. You should have maybe two dogs. And I guess that depends. I've never really had two dogs together. Well, no, that's not true. As a kid growing up, I had a St. Bernard and a mutt, and they get along great together. Mm-hmm. And there's good, there's a lot of action. The two of them somehow, we have, I think I told you, well, I didn't tell you the story. We have a calf that was born blind. And rather than dispose of the calf, otherwise she's healthy, but there wasn't, what do you do with her? She can't really live on her own. So we put her together with a goat that had a bad leg. And the goat and the calf have bonded so that they now can go live together in the same circumstance. And they're taking care of each other. It's just amazing how Mother Nature
works. It's so sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yep, right. All right, well, from the sweet to the not so sweet, sanctions. The Treasury Department is sanctioning some Mexican citizens, including the brother-in-law of Joaquin Guzman. Remember him? Guzman, his name is Chapitos. The prosecutors in our country blame him for most of the fentanyl trafficking into the United States. And so we're trying to get at, why is the government of Mexico so aloof? They don't seem to give a damn about any of this stuff. We have to chase them around. They're not chasing the bad guys. They seem to maybe, if they're so corrupt down there, they maybe, it seems that that the problems that we are having are because there's nobody down there that's kind of watching the store. They let them get away with murder, literally and figuratively. So now the United States has to go after them, and there's sanctions against the family and sanctions against the Mexican government.
Well, El Chapo's family is like one of the bigger, I think, more well-known.
Guzman's is known as El Chapo, yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, and his sons are the Chapitos.
Yeah, bad guys. I thought Chipitos was something that you had as a snack. No? That's maybe Doritos. Chipitos, Doritos. No? Man, well, let me think this one through. All right, meanwhile, speaking of bad guys, the Russians now, they're almost the eternal bad guys. All of my life, the Russians have pretty much always been the bad guys. Yeah, movies, stories, and in real life, bad guys. Although the Chinese now have plenty of bad guys that come from China, and then the Middle Eastern guys, for a long time, the bad guys were the Arabs, right? If you're an Arab, you're a bad guy. If you're a Russian, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, people are just, there's so much prejudice that we, as society, start to, like, oh, well, these people are in the news, so anybody who has that kind of background or ethnicity or race, and
they're all
a bad guy. And that's been happening for a year. I mean, look at, who was it, the Irish back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
After 9/11 happened. Yeah, and it's just, it's so disheartening because everybody has to be put in a box, and there's just so much open hate.
Pretty bad. So a Russian commander, a submarine commander, who was close to a couple of the paramount people in all this discussion of the attack on Moscow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, was killed the other day. He was killed by somebody, it looks like a Russian mob, but nobody really is sure, and they're wondering whether this guy was just out jogging. Whether he was the target of this because they want to make an example out of people who are on one side or the other. He was just gunned down. And so apparently they tracked him because this fellow has some kind of running gear, and in it is a running app that you can track. So he was definitely targeted. And he was, they were able to, see, this is one of the reasons I bring this up. Right. So one of the reasons I bring this up is because we have all of this tracking. Everybody has got their phone. You can be tracked on that. Your car, you can be tracked on that. They're buying certain tools or things that are used.
Air tags.
You can be, there's no privacy. Everybody knows everything about you, or anybody can find out anything about you. So there are three or four different lessons from this murder. One of them that he was wearing some kind of sports apparel that had something in it that could be tracked. And the second thing is that he was connected somehow or other to one side of this business going on in Russia. You know, this underneath the surface, we don't know a lot of the discussion. Discussion is not the right word. We don't know a lot of the happenings in Russia because it's a very closed state and a closed society. We have some information because there are spies everywhere. But we don't have a lot of information as to what's really going on with Putin. But apparently this guy was somebody who wasn't a loyalist. And Putin is a murderous thug, as we all know. He wants to get rid of anybody and everybody that he knows about, anyway, that is not on his side. And apparently somehow or other this guy, the submarine commander, had been vocal in his criticism of what was going on in Ukraine. And because he was considered a leader, they took him out. Out. Gone. Be happy that things aren't quite that bad here in America. Things are not great, but I don't think we go around shooting people who don't have, if that's the case.
People do.
A lot of people are going to get shot because there are a lot of people who don't agree with what's going on. And there are a lot of emotions that are attached to these sorts of things. And the emotions are, the urgency here of dealing with this is that we have a so-called news media that fans the flames of hate and fear and things that are certainly negative emotions. We have so much negative emotion built up. Everybody's upset about something. Right? Everybody's got a problem. There's something wrong with this, something wrong with that. We could spend all day complaining. All right, so you want something not to complain about? Here we go. Inflation. Inflation is down to 3%. It was 4% in May. It's down to 3% in June. This is the smallest year-over-year rate increase for 2.5 years. So did the whole business of jacking up the rates do the trick? Who knows? But all that stuff is headed in the right direction, and that's something to be thankful for. It's 18 after the hour.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy chicken sandwich, Dave's single,
and a frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a frosty.
Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had 3-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Just pot not boiling yet.
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
The Hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, and the ready in the over in the green room is Britney Spears, who has a new memoir out, and in it there are a lot of things that a lot of people are not, not going to like, apparently. So there's going to be also the question is going to be part of the, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jay, you can correct me if I'm wrong, controversy will be actually what the cover looks like. Apparently they've decided what to put on the cover, and so we're going to tell you what the cover will look like in a matter of moments here, and I think if you're a Britney Spears fan, depending on what you like about her, this may be intriguing. Stand by.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
I'm Mrs.
So, I guess I can ask a rhetorical question here. Are you a Britney Spears fan?
100%.
We talk a lot about her. You are. I know you are. Yeah, right. So what do you think of the decisions that have been made for the cover art for Britney's memoir? What is
I think it's great. I mean, it's a vulnerable photo, and it was taken in 2001, back when kind of like she was still in her prime and before everything really started to go downhill. And, I mean, this is just, it's great that she gets to speak her truth after being stifled for how many years was she in the conservatorship? And even prior to the conservatorship, she was held tightly to the, what's the saying, to the vest?
Yes, tight.
Like she was she was kind of shut down from saying a lot of things even prior to the conservative shit.
Yeah, but I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about the cover.
Yeah, I already answered that one. I think it's great. It's a photo taken from 2001. Uh-huh. It's a very vulnerable cover. It's fantastic.
You're not going to tell us it's topless. She's topless.
Oh, I didn't say that? I thought I did say that. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, she's topless, but she has her arms positioned where she's, like, covering herself, and it looks like she's in this metallic skirt.
Uh-huh. So, as a matter of course, here's somebody who has lots of talent. A lot of attention is paid to her. Whether she could or couldn't deal with it, she certainly still has the talent. That isn't taken away from her. But yet all the other stuff that has gone on with her mother and her sister and her father and all that stuff has become legend. It's legend.
When it becomes like he said, she said, they said, all of these things. And Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, already put out her memoir, which I believe I'm not sure if it did well to begin with, but it seems like now it's not doing so well. It's going into dollar bins, and that kind of makes sense because everybody's more excited about Britney's memoir and hearing from her point of view, her truth.
Well, this thing has, it's because people don't deal with their own stuff well. They look at somebody like Britney and they wrap themselves around that story because they can't deal. I feel like she is a magnet for lots of different stories. A lot of people have the same issues, but they don't do anything or can't feel to do something about it. So they follow somebody like Britney as a means of dealing with their own stuff. Anyway, so that's the story. Britney Spears has a big memoir coming out. Something to look forward to if you're a fan. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, much as with humans, too many calories and a lack of exercise can spell trouble for our pets. Unfortunately, it appears many people have a difficult time acknowledging that their dog or cat is overweight. According to a nationwide survey, while only 22% of guardians surveyed believe their dog is overweight, the Association for Pet Obesity reports that a staggering 53% of dogs are actually overweight or obese. This perception gap may be a key factor in what they consider to be an epidemic in pet obesity. I've been seeing it for years and years and years. You know, pet obesity affects our pets the same way as being obese affects people. Arthritis, diabetes, joint problems, and many other problems as well. That's why it's really critical. You know, pets don't gain weight by themselves unless there's something medically wrong. We're in charge of their feeding. So if your pet is overweight, chances are you're feeding him too many calories and he's not getting enough exercise. Try several small meals throughout the day, a little pet aerobics, and you'll both be in good shape in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
My ride smells
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir. This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
This kind of music is different. Feels fine.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I have a music quiz for you, Jay. Jay Bird is here. I was going to say Jay Kerbird.
Bird?
Yeah, sure. Kerbird. Jay Bird. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffens, the Good Day program for Thursday, the 13th of July. So, thinking about music, I put these out here not to embarrass you, but just to sort of have a line in the sand so that we understand the differences between what our cultural influences are. So back in 1968, a famous personality, a famous singer, performed for inmates at Folsom Prison. And an album was made.
Oh, well, this one's iconic. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't even have to finish, but I guess go ahead with the question. Because isn't there a game show if you answer before the question is over and you are correct, it's still an incorrect
answer?
I'm not sure.
Finished before that, the question.
Is that one with the attractive blonde as the host? What is it called? The Climb or something?
I don't know.
Anyway. James, do you know the answer to that question? James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Yes or no?
Okay.
Who
I don't
famously
know.
Performed for inmates at Folsom Prison in 1968?
Thank you, Jay. I was just about to say
that's
Johnny
not
Cash.
Fair. She cheated.
No. I was actually about to say Johnny Cash. I really was about to say Johnny Cash.
Okay.
The Man in Black.
Yeah, that was it. Yep, you've got it.
Woo!
Okay. The Powerball jackpot is now over $740 million. No winners the other night. So the next drawing, I think, is tonight. Is it not? Is it Thursday? Three times a week they do this, I think.
Yeah,
Monday,
I get so confused
Thursday,
between Powerball and
Mega exactly.
Millions.
Yeah, well, they don't have the drawings on the same night.
Right. And I think one of them has two nights and the other has three nights.
Two
nights.
It's last night. So there was a drawing on Monday. Nobody won. So the drawing was scheduled for last night. So apparently nobody won again.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And so the next is Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
The next drawing will be Saturday.
Powerball tickets, $2, purchase in 45 states. And you can, if you look at the money, Jennifer and I were talking about this yesterday, what happens to the money, where it really goes. She thinks the mob is behind this, and that's where the other half of the money goes. I suppose the American government could be considered the mob in part because of the amount of money that they extract from all of our systems. The proceeds supposedly go back in large part to the region where the ticket was sold. I did not know that. You know, they were all the story, we're going to use it for education.
Isn't that educational kind of situations?
No. The tracking that's been done of where the money goes, most of it goes to sort of back into the general fund. And it depends on the state, the region, that sort of thing. Because maybe a lot of people have forgotten this, but if you, let's say the money is in West Virginia and you buy a ticket there and you win, you have the six winning numbers and you win the money, the balance of the tax money that you're paying goes back to that region. So you're paying in some circumstances, let's say that somebody wins $740 million, or it looks like $740 million, it'll actually be less than that. The last time a Powerball jackpot was back in the spring. Player from Ohio got $252 million out of a $500 million pot, I think. So, anyway. But people are buying tickets, and that's neat. If it doesn't do as much good as you would like it to do in the general sense, it does do a lot of good for people and their psychology. It does for me, anyway, if I buy a ticket. I think it's great to think, well, okay, what are we going to do with this and that? How are we going to help people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So,
yeah.
Anyway, we'll look for what happens on Saturday night. Meanwhile, billionaire Rupert Murdoch, who runs the Fox empire, has decided that he's going to flush Mr. DeSantis down the toilet because he doesn't like him. He doesn't like Trump and never has. And so Fox had taken on the role of enhancing the chances for DeSantis to be the Republican nominee. But apparently DeSantis hasn't kissed the ring. So now Murdoch is privately telling people that he wants to see Governor Glenn Youngkin from Virginia enter the race. Youngkin said he wasn't going to do it earlier in the year, because he's thinking there's going to be too much focus on Trump. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. So he's waiting for 2028. But then, because now Murdoch likes him, he's thinking, well, maybe I should get back into the race. Why is it that one person has that much power? Right? Think about that. Why does Rupert Murdoch, why is he a kingmaker? Kind of reminds me a little bit of what happens with the Koch brothers and all the money that they raise. There's a few people who seem to want to decide who's going to be the next president. And is that fair? Is that right? Is that just? Is that the American way? The answer is no.
No.
But yet it is now the way it works. And so is it my being naive? Money rules it all? I don't know. I think that I've always thought that Rupert Murdoch was full of a lot of you-know-what. And so, and this, but he's made a lot of money, created a lot of stars, and created a lot of hoopla around things. And so, but again, I ask the question, should one person have that much influence and power? That's the reality, like it or not. Here's some reality from Birmingham, Alabama this week. A couple of firefighters were shot. We were talking about this Russian guy in the last half hour who was in charge of the Crimean Sea, the area just south of Ukraine that the Russians had taken over, what, 12, 13 years ago? And he's in charge of the Navy, the naval escapade. And he's been an outspoken critic of Putin and what's going on in Ukraine. And yesterday he got shot and killed while he was on a run. All right, so there's that one example. Now here is the story of these two firefighters who were shot inside the fire station.
Yes.
They were
targeted attack.
Yeah. Apparently they didn't die, but they were, they were a target for what reason nobody seems to be able to come up with.
Yeah. This is one of those, like, it's still developing and all of that. And there were three firefighters in the station at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them were the potentially targeted attack.
Yeah. They know who did it? I didn't see that.
No.
Nosing around. Doesn't seem. Speaking of people who get
still
it.
Still searching for suspects.
Larry Nassar apparently was stabbed by somebody. He's not dead, which is kind of a shame. He made some kind of lewd remark about a woman who's playing in Wimbledon. And that set somebody off. And so somebody, he said he wanted to see the girls playing, and it wasn't the way he said it. I mean, this guy is a creep.
Yeah, and he made lewd comments while watching.
Yeah, right, he obviously is not learning his lesson, and so somebody shivved him. And at the end of that. Speaking of shiv, this is a weird connection, but Succession. Do you know who Shiv is on Succession?
I never watched Succession.
All right.
No.
All right. So those of you who are listening that are watching Succession, you know who Shiv is. She's the female lead. She's the daughter of the patriarch. And she's the spoiler. I'm giving the spoiler alert is that she's the spoiler at the end of the series. By the way, the Blacklist series finale is tonight, a 2-hour special, the end of one of the best television programs ever produced, as far as I'm concerned. And where does, the next question is, where does Spader go from here? He's had such success with that TV show. It was clearly, with Boston Legal, it wasn't clearly his show. But Blacklist was clearly his show. And he's done such a fabulous job. Isn't it amazing how we can be wrapped up with stuff like this?
I found
The Blacklist to be, there are a few TV shows that I really try to make sure that I watch. Blue Bloods is one of them. The Blacklist is another one. The original Law and Order, excuse me, I used to like Chicago PD, but I'm not, it's kind of watered down now, and frankly, ever since Sophia Bush left it, I don't think it's as good as it was, but anyway, so it'll be interesting to see how that all ends up tonight. Here's another one of these shootings. This is crazy. Sydney Snow reports outside the hospital where the National Police Officer of the Year is recovering. The story that he's reporting is about this top Tennessee orthopedic surgeon, Benjamin Mauch, who was shot and killed in another targeted attack by somebody who had been a patient that the patient was angry for waiting a couple of hours.
This was in an exam room. You think about how vulnerable. That's not
like
metal detectors or security that are checking you or anything when you go into a doctor's office.
Yeah.
And just a one-on-one in the exam room, the patient and the doctor, and the patient took out the doctor.
So at what point do we either change the rule for weaponry or do we become a police state? Because that's where we're going. And the inflexibility of the people, the politicians, who don't want to change the rules because we have a right to carry a gun. Yeah.
But does everyone have that same right?
Well,
should everyone have that same right?
And the answer is no.
If you get frustrated or upset and you feel the need to pull out a gun and take somebody out, that's one of those things of like, okay, maybe you shouldn't have a gun. If they're there to genuinely protect yourself, because isn't that one of the main arguments of
protection?
Everyone should have the right to protect yourself?
Yeah.
Well,
and
you're not
family,
protecting yourself.
Your property.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But a person who does something like that is not protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm. So the more we resist, the more this becomes the third rail, kind of like when you're discussing Medicare and what happens when you're 65 retirement stuff. The third rail here is the gun issue itself. There are a lot of people. This guy was apparently a good doctor. He had good ratings. This fellow just had an argument with him or was upset because he had a weight.
Didn't attack any other patients, any other faculty, any other medical personnel. No, it was just the doctor.
66666. Somebody's going to wake up to fix that. Here's something that you can fix quickly. You want a couple of nights off? You'd like to go to Las Vegas? How about you call 800-419-DOUG and let us take care of you? 800-419-3684 right now, right here. Be one of the first 10 callers and win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-DOUG. No purchase is necessary. It's a cool thing, so help yourself right now. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Farm and family time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, celebrating a lot of different things every day. The most recent podcast for Food, Farm, and Family celebrates National Pecan Pie Day. And then we have a conversation about recalls like the Coca-Cola Ultimate Zero recall. Every day there's something new, and you can find it at foodfarmfamily.com. And some of that material makes its way into the American Family Farmer program as well, which has heard a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program carry the American Family Farmer on the weekend, along with our health shows, that sort of thing. So you can find that info, those discussions, that focus at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, so our recall of the day today is for Betty Lou's out of Oregon, recalling packages of Betty Lou's brand Paleo Java Nuts, energy balls. What is all this? Is what it's called? What?
Yeah.
This is what they...
It's like these energy...
Paleo Java nut balls about energy... What?
And coffee and pumpkin seeds. It's one of those... Like, I've never had this specific brand, but the energy balls, they're a great product. They're a great snack. And
are they?
Yeah, pretty healthy, but there's undeclared sesame in some of them,
what
which...
What does that do to you?
If you have an allergy to sesame...
How do you know you have an allergy? Shock. How do you know you have an allergy to anything until you've actually eaten it and you've died? That always amazes
me. Well, you don't have to die.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. Ah, look out for this.
There are a lot of people who have had a severe allergic reaction that has either sent them to a hospital or once they know about it, they have an EpiPen or whatever, that they have not died. But yeah, you know, you're right. A lot of times you don't, unless you go get allergy tested. If you have an allergy tested for stuff, a lot of times you have to have that cross-contamination or consume something. I know people with strawberry allergies that they didn't know they were allergic to strawberries until they ate it, the first reaction,
and then it's like a horrific rash around the mouth.
And it presents in different ways. Sometimes it's like a horrific rash around the mouth or a swollen tongue or, like I said, the anaphylactic shock. Sometimes you develop hives. It just presents in so many different ways.
All right, well, there it is, folks. Don't eat it. Don't eat anything, and then you won't die. Oh, wait a minute. If you don't eat anything, you will die. So then,
let the scientists figure out nutrition in pill form and only consume the pills. I'm just kidding.
The Anchor Brewing Company, which is the oldest craft brewer in the country, is shutting down this month. They've been in business for 127 years. Based in San Francisco, they are ceasing operations, liquidating the family business. Apparently, there are so many of these microbreweries around that it has challenged the focus that people have had on craft brewers that got bigger and more successful. I don't drink beer, so I don't know. The company was bought out about 5, 6, 7 years ago by a Japanese beer company called Sapporo. And it's very interesting to see how the culture of one country and its business acumen does not often translate well into another country. And this is an example of the Japanese are not good at running American businesses. They never have been. They're good at running their own businesses and selling this stuff to Americans, but when they come over here and take over a business, more often than not, the Japanese fail. It's very interesting. And it's not like the Chinese, because the Chinese have not. But you see European companies buying out big outfits in America, English companies, that sort of thing. They understand the culture. For whatever the reason, the Japanese, when they buy a business here, almost always fail. It's a very interesting reality. And so that's the case with Anchor Brewing. See you later. Restaurants beginning to charge extra for water, bread. This is always this. You look at Los Angeles and you see where the trend is. All right. So this is someone taking issue with a surcharge. This guy's looking at his guest check and he got a 4% fee added to his bill to help workers' health insurance. That's not up to me. Why am I paying for that? That's like adding 4% for the cost of the fuel. Hey, put that into the cost of whatever it is that you're working on. This is a restaurant I've been in, as a matter of fact, in Silver Lake, called Alimento. My children, my daughter, when Miles was small, lived in Silver Lake. It's kind of an upscale part of Los Angeles, and they have a lot of restaurants that are kind of cool. There are a bunch of restaurants now that are adding fees or surcharges to your check.
Well, as long as it's up front, I mean, add it to the actual food. You know what I mean? Where you can see, okay, this is it. Don't do the hidden charges at the receipt at the end.
The taco cost isn't a dollar anymore. It's $1.50 because there are surcharges. But that's the cost of doing business, so add it to the cost of the taco. Right? I think that's Jay's point and would be mine as well. Thank you very much. Food, Farm, Family Time here in Good Day.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.